Lake by Tchaikovsky, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Sir Charles McCarris on WGMS 103.5.
America's conducting business a new way today.
I believe in you, Bob. I'd be a fool not to listen to the greatest pop writer in the whole wide world.
Now playing at the Janus Theater, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, a Sony Pictures Classics release.
When you're talking cars, you're talking Coons.
You're listening to WGMS FM Washington 103.5, a Chancellor Broadcasting Station.
1024, 29 degrees, going down to about 20 tonight. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs in the low to mid-30s. I was informed last night, actually dressed down last night, maybe you heard, not to mess around with the introductions to Haydn's music. And this came in the form of email from the great composer himself. How did he put it? I implore you to kindly refrain from your usual amusing antics. Very well, straight away, here is the Sinfonia Concertante in B-flat by Joseph Haydn, played by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on Washington's Classical Station. Joseph Haydn on Washington's Classical Station, Sinfonia Concertante in B-flat, played by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. It's 15 minutes away from 11 o'clock.
Look for our ad in the Post. And don't miss Royal Productions' National Capital Boat Show, now twice as big. Coming back to the Capital Expo Center, February 13th through the 16th.
Put another candle on the birthday cake. On this day, the Baseball Hall of Fame was established, 1936, at Cooperstown. I went to the Big Book of Baseball, and here is an entry for a great ball player, Sliding Billy Hamilton. He played 13 years for Philadelphia and Boston until 1901. Here's what it says. Sliding Billy was the premier base stealer and leadoff hitter of the pre-1900 era. He finished his career with 912 steals. That's more than Ty Cobb. And in 1894, Hamilton scored an incredible 192 runs. So in honor of Sliding Billy Hamilton and honorees at Cooperstown, here's another great American pastime, George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Would that be Dodger Blue? With the Columbia Jazz Band and Gershwin himself at the piano on your Hall of Fame Classical Station, WGMS 103.5. George Gershwin with the Columbia Jazz Band, led by Michael Tilson Thomas. And who was that at the piano? It was the 1925 piano roll by George Gershwin himself, playing Rhapsody in Blue on Washington's Classical Station. WGMS 103.5 brings you a spectacular musical evening with pianist Mia Chung and the Fairfax Symphony Orchestra in concert on Saturday, March the 8th at 7:30 at the George Mason University Center for the Arts. This special concert will feature Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 9, the Overture to the Marriage of Figaro, and Dvorak's New World Symphony, with a portion of the proceeds benefiting the WGMS 103.5 Performing Arts Fund. Tickets are just $15 and $20 and are available through the Center for the Arts box office at 703-993-8888.
Computers, CD-ROMs, TVs, VCRs, and a whole lot more.
That's my giant.
Hey, it's more Gershwin playing Gershwin in his Tin Pan Alley period.